Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen. He is Urban Fishing Coordinator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, we're going to talk about several subjects today. One is some special programs that may be available to certain organizations concerning, I guess we can say, outdoors. And also, Pere Marquette State Park's Bald Eagle Days will be part of our conversation as well today. But right now, as we get started this morning on the taping of this program, you're down at the Collinsville Boat Show area where you're setting up for the, I guess we would say next weekend, setting up a pond. Maybe you would like to tell us what you're doing there.
Sure. It's the weekend after New Year's Day, which will be, I think, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But, yes, we will have a pond which will have 5,000 gallon of water in that pond, and there will be 1,500 fish in there for the kids actually to catch. Now, it's catch and release, but if you want to do something in the wintertime out kind of inside with the kids and get them out excited about fishing, great thing to do, and then they'll be ready for the spring to actually get out there on a real lake or real pond.
And that is at the boat show, which I guess attracts a lot of people if they're interested in boats and so forth, right?
It does, and it's a pretty neat thing. It's not so much a, you know, water ski huge boats, but it's really a fishing show is truly what it is. So a lot of fishing tackle, guides, different resorts for places all over the United States. So if you want to come, you want to learn, you know, there's seminars, just all kinds of things about fishing here at the Collinsville Boat Show.
Scott, we're going to talk about some things that I guess we can say are related to you. For a number of years, you conducted lots of programs at Pere Marquette State Park, outdoor-type programs, be it the owl hikes or just nature hikes you did some, as well as fishing that you're now working with predominantly. But let's talk a little bit about, you had mentioned to me that you can do special programs for, say, a church group, a civic organization, school classrooms. And what are some of the programs you could do if people would be interested?
You know, I do many different things, but, you know, I primarily focus on wildlife and fishing. And, you know, at this time of the year, we could do something on the eagles. But under an ideal situation, you know, I come in and do a talk or do a program. And then, you know, if the folks wanted more than that, we could do something outside as well, you know, such as the fishing, the we can supply all the bait, the poles, and then the kids or the groups can fish. But if it's truly just like a church group or a scout group that just wants something on, you know, the outdoors and wildlife, you know, I'd be more than happy to come in and do a program, you know, on that for them. Usually the programs last about an hour, and included in that typically is some sort of a short video that we watch. But I have all kinds of visual things that, you know, the folks can look at. You mentioned the owl programs that I've done in the past. You know, I usually bring a couple owls in with me, the stuffed eagles, some furs, some Native American artifacts. So I'd really talk about a lot of things in the outdoors. So, you know, hopefully folks will find something they're interested in, because I'll, you know, try to talk about many different topics.
Now, you say you can do these special programs both indoors or outdoors, say winter or in spring, maybe something could be outside?
I can, yes. We can do something outside, and you know, like I said, under a real ideal situation, I like to end it with actually a fishing activity. And, you know, we don't have to. I know, you know, some of the groups are, you know, elderly folks or senior citizens. Maybe that's not something they're necessarily interested in. But you know, to add that aspect, that's something that the folks and the people really, you know, like to do as well. But we can kind of cater it to what their needs are and time links and limits is what they want.
In other words, if, say, someone had, maybe they were wanting particularly to learn about owls or eagles, you could just sort of cater it that way versus an all-encompassing type program?
I could, yes. Mm-hmm.
If a group or organization, again, any civic organization or things like that, school, would like to possibly see about having a program, what do they do?
Sure. Call 618-786-3323, or my email address is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, dot, and the last name is Isringhausen, I-S-R-I-N-G-H-A-U-S-E-N, the @ Illinois spelled out, .gov. And I'd be more than happy to try to help however I can. If it's not something that I feel comfortable, you know, doing or talking with, I'd try to get them in touch with the correct person.
And you are very busy, as we well know from us just trying to put together this interview. About how many of these could you do a year or are possible? Because obviously you have a lot of things that are going on.
Well, you know, I just try to fit them in wherever I can. You know, the best thing to do if you're truly interested, you know, don't have one date in mind, but give me three or four more dates. And it's really hard for me to say no. If I can, you know, if I can fit it into my schedule, I'll do whatever I can. And I'm more than happy to do something in the evening time or on a weekend. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, through the week. I know the schools typically are through the week, but you know, if it's a church group or a scout group and they need an evening program or something on a weekend, you know, that would sure be fine as well.
Speaking of programs, a very popular one at Pere Marquette State Park, I guess we can say is underway. There has been, I believe, one already tour, but it's the Bald Eagle Days, and they're really going to ramp up starting about January 7th here, I think, and a number of them up until March, and that's another topic of our conversation today. Let's start off with, every year we sort of talk about, well, if it's cool, it might be better and things like that. This year we had a cool November, but sort of a warm December. What's the Eagles population looking like this year?
There are Eagles around, but to be honest with you, there's not too many. I mean, it does seem slimmer than most years, if you want to know the truth. You know, it was, like you said, kind of cold in November. You know, the last couple of weeks have been exceptionally mild. So much open water, the Eagles are not really congregated on the rivers. I mean, if you come to one of the programs, you're going to see some Eagles, but I'm not going to promise you're going to see them like you have in the past. But, you know, a couple of weeks from now, the weather can change, and I'm sure that we're probably going to pay for this warm weather. So I'm anticipating cold weather and a great Eagle watching year before it's all over.
Is that typical out of your experience, say we're going along sort of warm for the year, but then here comes one of those big blasts, you know, of even zero or below zero temperatures? Does that pretty well bring in the Eagles quite a bit when that kind of stuff hits?
It really does. You know, the Eagles are like me. You know, why exert that extra energy if there's food in front of you? So why fly another 300 or 400 or 500 miles south? But, you know, once it gets cold, it will definitely push the Eagles down into this area. And if you were to ask me the question, when to come most years to see the most Eagles, I would tell everyone the last week in January, the first week in February, and that, you know, typically that's the real peak time for the Eagles.
And with the Bald Eagle tours, also people get to see a lot of other type of, say, migratory birds or wildlife as well, probably on a given tour.
We do. You know, pelicans are very common. A little bit later in the year, typically we'll see thousands and thousands of snow geese, but ducks, geese, turkeys, deer, pileated woodpeckers are pretty common, and great blue herons, egrets. You know, it's really a wildlife, you know, wildlife tour, it really is. So you never know really what you're going to see from day to day. But, you know, we're not only there to see the Eagles, but there to see other things as well, for sure.
Do we still have some nesting activity going on? I know every year you sort of watch one or two particular nests, but how is the nesting activity going?
Well, it is, or it was last year. Now, I haven't really visited the nest this year, and you don't see a whole lot of activity now, but a couple weeks from now, you get in the middle of January, they're going to be in there, you know, working on their nest, getting them ready. You know, they'll lay eggs the end of February, but you get in the month of February, there's going to be activity around the nest really daily, all the time.
Now, Scott, we have a number of dates coming up for the Bald Eagle Days. And, of course, people, I believe, need to make reservations if they want to come to a particular tour. And maybe you can go through what you do if you want to go on a certain day and what happens on that day that they go.
Sure. And, yes, you do need to make a reservation. The phone number is 618-786-3323. But starts at 8:30 in the morning. We'll start with an indoor informative program on the Eagles. We'll talk about what they eat, why they're here, what times of the year that they are here, distinguish how to tell the difference between an immature as well as a mature eagle. I'll have a replica of an eagle's nest, eagle eggs. We'll talk about the predators of the eagle, but just real educational inside. And that part will last approximately till about 9:45, start about 8:30 and last an hour, a little bit over an hour. At 10 o'clock approximately, we drive to different areas and locations. I have a van. The first 13 people have a chance to ride in the van. The other folks will follow. We'll drive into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, the Gilbert Lake Division of the Refuge, get to see an active eagle's nest. And at that point, we'll take a short hike down to look at this nest. Now, if it's cold or you're elderly and you don't really want to get out of your vehicle, you don't have to. But I guess in saying that, dress warm, not really to hike, but throughout the day, probably five or six times, I'll set the spotting scope on the birds. Everyone will get a real close look at the eagles. I can pretty much guarantee that. But from the refuge deal, the Gilbert Lake Division, we will cross the Brussels Ferry, go over into present-day Calhoun County, look across the river as soon as we cross over there, which is a great place to see the eagles. Typically, we go to the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge office, take a little break, look for eagles inside from there where it's warm, use the restrooms. From there, we drive on up into the town of Hardin, Illinois. We'll eat lunch at a restaurant and hopefully watch an eagle or two while we eat. And from there, depending on what we see as to what direction we kind of go from there, but sometimes we go back across the Joe Page Bridge or go on up into the northern part of the county and sometimes even cross the Campsville ferry. But in saying that, the program started at 8:30 in the morning, and be prepared to not get back until 3 to 3:30. And a couple things to have everyone to bring, you know, bring some warm clothes, bring a pair of binoculars, bring a camera. Again, I'm not going to promise you'll get a picture of the camera, but typically there'll be at least one eagle on the tour that everybody will pretty well get a picture of. And it is free with the exception of your lunch. Outside of that, it's a 100% free program.
And Scott, as far as all of the dates, there are several, as I said, I believe beginning January 7th. Can they go to a website, Pere Marquette's site, and get the dates so they might pick out what days they'd like to make a reservation?
Yes, and if somebody just wants to, if you don't feel comfortable getting on the Internet, if you just want to call the park, that number that I give you, that 786-3323, they'd be happy to read the dates off or send you a flyer as well. But if you go into the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, you can get to our region and the park and the Eagle programs. I think the Pere Marquette State Park Lodge has it on their website as well. And in saying that, there are Eagle packages with the lodge, which include an overnight stay and I think a breakfast and a lunch, but it's a real good deal. And I don't know what they told me the price of it, but I can't remember, but it's real reasonable. So it's worth looking into that as well. The one thing I do want to caution everyone, whenever you look up on this website, you know how websites are, sometimes you might get the dates from 2017 or 18, so make sure that you get the most current dates on the Eagle program when you call.
And, of course, if they missed any of those phone numbers, the main thing you can do is just contact Pere Marquette State Park and somebody probably can help you out, correct?
Sure, for sure.
Scott, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.